Emily. Emily. What are you doing here? Emily, what's going on?
I was looking for Nolan.
Are you okay? You seem unsteady.
Since my head injury, I'm getting a little dizzy sometimes. It's nothing. I need to get home. I have no intention of seeing you.
No, you wait. I've got things to say to you.
I can't have this conversation right now.
Look, I understand you got hurt, but you don't just get to abandon me without hearing my side of things. I can't forget about the future we planned together. Okay, and neither can you. Why else would you be coming here, giving me mixed signals? You're conflicting.
No, I'm not.
If you walk out of here, this is over. You're going to have to live with your choice.
Your choice to screw me, go. We know it was you who planted the misinformation.
First libel, now slander. I would watch my words if I were you, Ms. LaMarchal.
Cut the crap, Dad. Only you would malign yourself just to screw me over.
Okay, how do we fix this?
I'm willing to drop my suit just as soon as you fire my son.
What are you trying to pull?
It's something the French call a coup d'etat. My sources inform me that there's a clause in Daniel's contract that allows you to buy back his shares in Voulet. I would in turn purchase them from you at twice the market value.
If you think we're going to cave to your threats, you
I'll do it.
Marco.
This is not about negotiating. He's out to destroy you, and I won't allow my success or my family's reputation to be killed in the crossfire.